This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Randy Zuckerberg has two new books out. Yes, that Zuckerberg, as in Mark's older sister. The kid's book is called Dot. The one for grown-ups is called Dot Complicated. Both tackle the modern challenges of balancing real life with encroaching technology. You might say a strange idea from a person who used to work for what might be one of the largest social network time sucks on the planet. She might say it's just positive inspiration. Randy Zuckerberg, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's really a pleasure to be here.
You kind of advocate for this balance in both the use of new technology, but also the amount of yourself that you reveal with that technology, right?
I do. And I really believe that the glass is definitely half full when it comes to the benefits that technology and social media have given to us. But on the other hand, there's a backlash against some of these tools and a desire to reclaim a little bit more intimacy and personal time in our lives again.
So how do you do that?
For me, I take at least a few hours in the morning and in the evening to just think, go to the gym, be with my family, and make sure that I'm giving myself that time to be creative.
Now, and I assume, of course, you're not playing Candy Crush or on Facebook while you're at the gym, right?
It's very funny you say that. I'm actually a recovering Candy Crusher right now, but I always joke one of my favorite status updates is when I see a parent complaining about how much time their kids spend playing video games, and then their next update is, just beat level 800 on Candy Crush.
Fair enough. Well, I hope you have the best of luck in your recovery. I want to ask you one more question, which is, I think there is sort of a bubbling conversation about how Silicon Valley in some ways feels separate from the rest of the world or the rest of the country. Do you feel tension there?
You know, I absolutely do agree with you that Silicon Valley definitely has a very different perspective on things than the rest of the country. I think for me, that's why it was so important to write Dot Complicated, because when I was in the thick of things in Silicon Valley, all I thought about was, what are we disrupting right now? What are we innovating? Which industry are we breaking? And when I picked my head up, I realized, gosh, the tools that we're building that we think are so innovative and disruptive are just causing so many people to feel overwhelmed and complicated around the world. And that's what really led me on this journey.
Randy Zuckerberg is the author of Dot and Dot Complicated. Randy, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.